In the days when an ice cream sundae cost much less than it does today, a 10-year-old boy entered a hotel coffee shop and he sat down at a table. The waitress put a glass of water in front of him. "How much is an ice cream sundae?" he asked politely. 50 cents," growled the waitress. The little boy pulled some coins from his pocket and he studied them for a moment. "Well, how much is a dish of plain ice cream?" he asked. Some people were starting to come in and the waitress was becoming frustrated and impatient. 35 cents," she said brusquely. Again, the little boy counted his coins. "I'll have the plain ice cream," he said. A few minutes later, the waitress plopped the ice cream down in front of him, put the bill on the table, and then she walked away. The boy ate his ice cream, he finished, he paid the cashier, and he departed. When the waitress came back, she began wiping down the table, and then she swallowed hard at what she saw. There, placed neatly beside his empty ice cream dish, were a nickel and a dime, 15 cents, her tip. He could have had an ice cream sundae. He had 50 cents, but he wanted to leave a tip. He sacrificed something so that he might give to someone else. You know, rarely do I give away the point of a sermon at the very beginning of the sermon. I'm always afraid you're going to stop listening or go to sleep or something, right? But this morning's a little different. Here's the point of this sermon. Life becomes meaningful when you give of yourself to someone else. Life becomes meaningful when you sacrifice something that you could have for yourself, but instead you choose to give it to someone else. This is the meaning of life. This is the blessing of service. In our scripture passage for today, Peter is writing to his Christian friends about what gives life meaning. And I'm not going to read all of those verses again, but let me remind you of two that I think stand out to me. Listen to these words. "Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling," Peter says, or in other words, with a good spirit. Offer hospitality. And then he clarifies. "Each one should use whatever gift he or she has received to do what? To serve others." This morning, as a family of faith, we celebrate our service from yesterday. Now, let us be clear. We are not celebrating ourselves. We are celebrating what God has done and is continuing to do through us. We are celebrating the opportunity that is ours to give of ourselves, to sacrifice our time, our energies, our abilities to serve our fellow human beings in this community. We as a church are committed to serving others. We are committed to missions. We are dedicated to the gift and to the blessing of service. You've already heard the stats from yesterday. 23 different locations in our community we were able to serve. More than 350 people, our largest crowd yet in these 3 years of Beyond Our Walls. Well over 1,000 hours of service were given to this community in one day. We shared God's love with the people of Roswell yesterday. We followed the example of our Lord and Savior, who himself took a towel, wrapped it around his waist, and washed the feet of his disciples. We did yesterday exactly what Jesus Christ has commanded us to do. But that's just who we are, isn't it? That's what we do. That's who we are. We are servants. We are missionaries at heart. It is our church's mission to make sure that no one misses the grace of God. That's why we do what we do. That's who we are. We are sharers of God's grace. That is the blessing of service. And while yesterday was focused on this community, We do this all the time as a church. That's part of our natural functioning in the world. We do this in our community. We do it in our country. We do it around the world. Let me briefly share with you some phenomenal statistics. Appalachian Outreach. This church began working in this wonderful ministry more than 20 years ago, serving the people of the Appalachian Mountains in Tennessee. I don't have an exact number, but here are some very conservative estimates. More than 200 missionaries from this church have gone to serve in the Appalachian Mountains. Not 200 different people, but on those different trips, more than 200 missionaries have gone to serve the people of this community. That is fantastic. A very conservative estimate, again, is more than 10,000 hours of labor, service, and ministry has been offered to the people of this small community in Tennessee. The lives of more than 20 families have been drastically changed. Why? Because we take the Great Commission of Jesus Christ seriously. Here's what we know from Appalachian Outreach. Life becomes meaningful when we give of ourselves to other people. Life becomes meaningful when we sacrifice something we could have so that someone else's life is different. That is the meaning of life. It is the blessing of service. For the last 5 or 6 years, we as a church have been going to Haiti since 2013. We've sent 5 missionary teams to Haiti, with groups ranging from 15 to 32, over 110 missionaries have gone, at least 60 different people. These mission teams have done everything from planting corn and mango and coffee plants to teaching English to children and adults, to giving away Bibles written in Creole, to going on prayer walks and praying for individuals and inviting them to come to church, to teaching Bible stories and songs to children, to leading in worship, to training local pastors, to testing and giving eyeglasses to those who need them. We have offered hope and encouragement to the people of Cercadi, a small little remote village in the northeastern part of Haiti. And here's what we've discovered. Here's what we believe. Life becomes meaningful when you give of yourself to someone else. This is the meaning of life. It is the blessing of service. Kenya. Our church now has been to Kenya 10 times, 9 different medical camps over these years. A total of 169 missionaries have gone to serve the people of Nakuru, Kenya. Most of these individuals from our church, but also including members from other churches and congregations to be part of this ministry. Now, here's an incredible number, an incredible number. Since 2009, over the past decade, more than 25,000 people, medical and dental patients, have been treated by our medical teams and dental teams. 25,000 patients. That number does not include the number of children whose lives have been impacted by telling Bible stories and teaching them songs and playing with them and sharing the love of Christ. That number does not count the hundreds, even thousands, of other people in the surrounding Nakuru area that hear that every year a group of Americans come from Roswell, Georgia, to minister to the needs of the people in this area. That number does not count how many of you pray. And maybe you can't go to Kenya, but you pray and you are in spirit with the team that goes. You give of your offering. You support this effort. What we've learned in our medical and other missions is life becomes meaningful when you give it away. Life becomes meaningful when you sacrifice something so that someone else's life can be changed. The meaning of life is this sacrificial nature. It is the blessing of our service. Our youth do an incredible job with missions. We could spend a lot of time this morning talking about the large number of youth and adults, almost 50 of them, who went to Alaska this last year, and the incredible amount of work with a variety of projects that they accomplished in this period of time. It's wonderful. For the last several years, our youth have participated in March Mission Madness, a weekend mission opportunity to change and impact the communities in our state, in Georgia, all over our state. People's lives have been changed by March Mission Madness. And as a church, through our offerings. We specifically support and promote mission efforts through our Easter offerings, our Christmas offerings. We support national and international missions work. Just over the past 5 to 6 years, our church, you as a church family, have given over $200,000 just to these mission efforts and others like them. We believe in missions and service. We have an upcoming mission trip to Florida. We want to go and help those who are still experiencing the devastating effects of the hurricane from last year. If you're interested in going, we would love for you to come and use your gifts in service to help other people. Let our missions team know, our missions committee, let Robert Turnbull know. We'd love for you to go. And now this morning, you have heard about Family Promise. We are launching this program at our church. In the next few months, in May, our first opportunity to host families. You're going to be hearing more about this, as we said, but I hope you're going to volunteer. You will not want to miss the blessing of giving of yourself to serve these families who are a part of our greater community. It is a wonderful ministry. Why do we do these things? Why are all of these things part of our schedule and part of what we do? This is who we are. We are servers. We are missionaries. We are Christ's ambassadors here in Roswell, around our state, in our country, and around the world. We are committed to sharing the love and grace of God with everyone so that no one misses God's grace. We do this because we have been commissioned by Jesus Christ to do this very thing. But never forget the blessing you can receive from your service. I read this week about a man named Brian Anderson. Brian was driving his car down the road one day and he saw an elderly lady stranded on the side of the road. So he pulled his old beat-up car behind her nice Mercedes, and he got out and walked up to help. He was dressed in a way that he looked poor and shabby, his own words, and he could see that the woman was frightened, so he tried to calm her down by smiling, and he said, "Hi, listen, I just stopped. I saw you needed some help, and don't worry, I'm here to help you. My name is Brian Anderson." Well, her tire was flat, so as he tried to help, he had to crawl under her car. While he changed the tire, he got dirty. His hands were hurt. When the job was finished, she asked him, "Well, how much do I owe you for helping me today?" And Brian Anderson said to her, "Ma'am, if you really want to pay me back, the next time someone is in need, give that person some needed assistance. And just think of me and what I did for you today." Well, later that same evening, the woman stopped by a small, dingy-looking cafe for a bite to eat. As she sat down, she saw the only waitress that was in the place. She looked nearly 8 months pregnant. She was wiping her wet hair with a towel. The waitress had a sweet, friendly smile on her face, even though she had spent the entire day on her feet. And as this elderly woman watched this young mother-to-be, she remembered Brian Anderson and what he had said to her earlier that day. When the woman finished her meal, she paid her check with a $100 bill. The waitress took the $100 bill and the check to the counter, brought back the change, but when she came back, the woman was gone. And she left a very simple note on a napkin. The note read, "You don't owe me anything. Somebody helped me earlier today, so I'm helping you. Blessings." And underneath the napkin, the waitress found four more $100 bills. Almost $500. That night when the waitress went home, she was so excited to tell her husband what an incredible day she had had. What a gift she received from this woman. How in the world could that woman possibly know the amount of economic pressure she and her husband were under. How could she have known how much they needed that money with a baby on the way? She knew her husband was constantly worried about money. She was so excited to go home and tell him the good news. So she got home and she told him about the gift and she kissed him and she whispered to him, "Now, honey, everything is going to be okay. I love you, Brian Anderson." The same young man who had stopped and helped a stranded elderly woman on the side of the road. Life doesn't always work that way. Life doesn't always happen that way, and we don't help others simply because we hope to get something back. But never forget the tremendous blessings that do come to those who give of themselves to serve others. I shared with you yesterday the verse from Hebrews that says this: God will not forget your service to other people. That's a promise. God will not forget your service to other people. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful. It is to be honorable. It is to be compassionate. It is to have a life that makes some difference because you have lived and you have lived well." Life becomes meaningful when we give of ourselves to others, when we sacrifice something we could have so that someone else's life might be different. This is the meaning of life. This is the blessing of service. For one day, as Jesus told a parable, those listening asked, "Lord, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? When did we see you a stranger? When did we see you needing clothes? When did we see you sick? When did we see you in prison?" And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Let us pray. Good and gracious God, you have blessed us indeed with a rich, wonderful life. Lord, your blessings abound for each one of us. And you have given us the privilege of sharing what you have given to us with those we come in contact with each and every day. Lord, help us ever to be mindful of the gift and the blessing of service. For we make this our prayer in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.